For Christmas gifts they'll love, come home to Chemist Warehouse for great savings every day.
Triple M's Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Nick Cody.
What day is it today?
The Decider.
Game days. Just keep saying Decider.
God, it's going to be fun.
Oh, God, yes.
I'm heading along tonight. I'm excited.
Where are you going?
I've got a ticket. Oh, well, now that they're allowing 50,000 people in, there are a few more opportunities.
I don't think they're going to fill it, though, reckon. It's not going to go 52 and a half. Did they say something about corporate boxes? There's might be a couple of spares because of...
Well, we're giving away a corporate box today.
What we have to cling to the holder. Oh, thanks for joining us, Margo.
Margo, no, you're not going to believe it. Margo was doing the splits in the kitchen.
I can believe that.
Yeah. I can believe it, but why?
Oh, I didn't realise I could still do that. That was amazing.
Margo said...
But why at 5:29 in the morning do you need to check?
Well, we were talking about colonoscopies initially.
Oh, really?
Sure you go and get checked.
Oh, that's a good call. Do you know what? We should talk about that at some stage.
I am panting a little heavily, though, just for someone who did the splits.
Yeah.
Not once, but twice, just to prove
I
could do it.
Is that cardio-related?
Did it start as a flat drop and then moved into the splits? What happened there?
No, it was a... I put my leg up on the bench and they went, oh, geez, you're limber. I'm like, yeah, babe, I can still do the splits. And
oh, my God.
When I said it, I was like, oh, I don't know if I'm backing myself here.
Did you get it on camera the first time or did you have to go again for your Instagram story?
No, I'm not sure. I don't know if anyone filmed it.
Oh, well, it didn't happen then.
Well, it did.
I saw it. It's quite incredible,
Nick,
actually.
You're quite a little white.
A 5:30 a.m.
Are you feeling all right?
I just saw a lot.
Hold on, are you wearing a dress?
It's a lot. It was a lot to take in before 5:30. There was colonoscopy chat and Margo Parker doing the splits.
Oh, my God.
It was a lot.
I'm sweating.
Don't do that every day. Don't worry about joining the show.
We're just hanging around here for no reason. I was late because I couldn't get back up again.
Yeah, let's get into it, Dave.
We've got a corporate box to give away.
Yeah, and you've actually got one more chance to get on the very short list, the standby list, before 8 o'clock.
Is Cam Smith on the show?
Yeah,
Cameron Smith. Cameron Smith's on the show.
He's played some footy. He's
Neil
have
Henry's
a
on the show. What?
Mate, just talking about the Origin and what a huge day it is and the power levels. They always say it's not what you know, it's who you know. And at the top levels of Queensland, today being such an important day, there are movers and shakers within that can change decisions. If you've ever wondered how we got to the 50,000 people allowed to go to Suncorp tonight, this phone call has been leaked to us. This might explain it.
Hey, how are you, Anastasia? It's Benny here. Oh, we need a bit of help. We got the Decider on tonight.
Oh, Wayne. Queenslander, Queenslander, Queenslander. I'll do anything for my state.
Oh, thanks. Well, what we need more people there at Suncorp. The boys need a little bit of pumping up. Now, I know the Chief Health Officer's advised it's only 75% capacity at the stadium, but...
Oh, so true, Wayne. F***ing it. She's got no idea about footy or pandemics. I run Queensland. I make the decisions around here. How about 100%, Wayne? That's 50,000.
Jeez, that'd be great.
Anything else I can do, Benny, for Queensland?
Oh, while we're here, yeah, I've got a list. Can you get Dale into the bubble? Can you make Josh Adokar do a positive COVID test before 7 tonight? And can you get Dobbo to stop ringing me?
Triple M, it's the Big Breakfast.
We need to talk. Now, listen, is it okay? I've just got a maroon T-shirt on. I haven't gone over the top this morning.
I've got a proudly Queensland T-shirt on, Marto.
Yeah, all right.
You guys can all make fun of me. I picked up a retro jersey yesterday.
Nick went and
it was too humid to walk in.
Oh, yeah, of course. You've got about 30 minutes, 25 minutes.
But I'm going tonight,
Nick showed me a photo. He said, I bought this yesterday, and it was paired with a pair of team towel.
Oh, you got to wear
a toweling for it.
Your Queenslanders towelings.
He's like, is this too much? I'm like, never.
Now I guess people are all driving to work in their something maroon, but our producer, if I could just, well, we know him. But
well, shall we introduce him to the show?
Well, Snowy. Yeah.
Graham Snow.
Yeah, we've never talked about Snowy. Snowy used to work for Fox Sports as well. Loves his rugby league, but
like rugby league tragic.
Yeah, knows everything about everything. And about Origin, about Broncos.
He's behind three computer screens at the minute. I guarantee they're three classic matches
highlights.
On every different screen on YouTube. He
very good at his job, but he has got this streak of autism in him that is Origin related. And I just said to him before, I said, how many Origin jerseys have you got? Because he was whinging that his wife asked if she could borrow one of his Origin jerseys to to give to her friend who had never been to Origin. And he said, we don't go lending out my jerseys.
What do you think an acceptable number is? Because I thought, God, he loves it. Maybe he's got three or four Origin jerseys.
I would have said three. You need one for your court appearances, one for your wedding day, and one to go to the Origin. But 14 he has. He has 14.
Queenslander.
Yes, I know. And he told me.
He has more jerseys than my husband who played in 19 Origins.
I got more jerseys than Lockie.
He's probably got half of Corey's jerseys sold on eBay.
Does Rebel Sport have one of those coffee cards, like every 10th jersey free or something? He just rocks in.
He has 14 State of Origin jerseys. Maybe you're driving along right now going, oh, is that all? If you are, I need you to ring immediately, 133353. But in the meantime, because we're talking about Origin fanatics, people who are just
mad. The biggest fans, right. Queensland's biggest fans.
So Snowy's got this bloke on the phone. Froggy, are you there?
I am.
All right. Now, I've been told you may be, there's a claim that you might be the world's greatest Queensland Origin fan. Are you the bloke with the house that everyone thinks it's a pub?
I am that guy indeed. I'm the guy that everybody drives by and either tries to stop in for a beer or honks Queenslander.
Froggy, what sort of stuff have you got there that encourages people to want to come in for a beer? What are we talking?
So right at the front, I've got actually some of the training session signs that says, 4X feeling thirsty, 4X Queensland Maroons.
Yes.
So it's literally the signs that say, hey, feeling thirsty, drop in.
Yeah.
And I was going, maybe it's not the smartest thing to do in Queensland or in Bingley.
There's a lot of thirsty people out there.
Yeah. Froggy, I'm not feeling sexy, but what are you wearing?
Currently, I'm wearing my Queensland jersey, the brand new one with our little Q and the kangaroo and the 1980. And
so
I'm also
snowy, and the Oz Wide on the front.
Oz Wide Bank.
And, yep. And I've got a Hawaiian Queenslander from Lowe's. Over the top.
Like overall.
Christmas so you don't success.
Get, well, you don't want to get the jersey dirty before kickoff.
I'm summer ready. And by the way, I own 17 signed jerseys, and this is the 18th that I'm currently wearing.
Now, when you say signed jersey, sometimes there's a signature or two missing from them because players go rogue, or like Cameron Munster, they go missing in.
Or they might be doing a
Mad Monday celebrations. Have you got every player that has played in that team on 17 jerseys?
I would say no, but I've got a lot of the there's always that one you miss out on. There is definitely one, but it's pretty damn close.
Froggy, you are amazing and an inspiration, and I guess everyone at Beanley knows you.
Are you having tomorrow off work, Froggy?
I am definitely having tomorrow off work.
Are you going to the game tonight?
I'll be at the game screaming my lungs out.
133353, we're looking for the biggest Maroons fan.
Queenslander!
Hey, we might have made a classic mistake there. We've gone to Froggy from Beanley, whose house gets mistaken for a pub, and he's got 18 Origin jerseys. We may have had
that. He's a clear winner.
He's the winner, and no one else has tried to... Oh, we got one call. Who's that?
Greg?
G'day, how are you?
Is that Greg? Good morning.
Good morning.
Mad Origin fans, where do you fit in?
Where do we fit in, or where are we? We're in Evan Hills. We fit in. We're bonkers Origin fans. My son's Parker. Everyone likes to say he's named after Corey, his idol.
Hold on. You named? Did you really?
No. But when he was a kid, when he was 3 years old, he latched on to, Corey's got the ball. Corey's having a run, and he just latched. When it was, sit down here, Corey, you're Parker, and Parker. So he latched on. And when Corey played his last game, Parker cried this year with the Nines in Perth.
Oh, jeez. Someone watched?
Oh, we were there in Perth. We moved back to Perth. We moved back to Brisbane.
Yeah.
So we were in Origin last year in Perth.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Nines in Perth.
Hold on. So your poor kid called Parker, and now he's mad with Origin, and you're living in Perth. No one would know what the hell you're talking about.
No, they moved from Perth. They're back in Brisbane now.
Yeah, but when you're in Perth, no one would have known about your passion. They would go, what's that all about?
Oh, I was junior president for a rugby league club, so he had plenty of surrounds within his close circle, but everyone else was all about aerial ping pong.
Greg, is there any chance, you probably don't even know, I've got the Courier Mail on page 5, are you... Greg, there's a story about you guys on page 5 in the paper today.
That's us. We were lucky enough to go down to Suncorp yesterday.
Okay, now you're heading along to the game tonight, Greg?
Unfortunately, I'll be honest, we couldn't. With Christmas around the corner being the end of the year,
The tickets are expensive.
The tickets this year, I reckon, were twice as much as last year.
Yeah.
couldn't happen. We'd love to have taken the kids, and it didn't happen.
So you've got all your Origin gear. In the photo, you've got maroon shorts, maroon shirt, you've got scarves, you've got beanies, you've got every bloody thing. Parker's jumping in the air with a couple of footies. Are you you'd be good to go. You'd be wearing that at home tonight.
Oh, we're good to go. I wore my Queensland T-shirt to the gym yesterday. We've got Queensland decked out throughout the house.
Greg, how many jerseys would you say you've got between you?
Between us? We've got jerseys from when Parker was a baby. So we've got at least 10 jerseys. Cameron Smith signed his little jersey. We were at the game and Cameron Smith said, we held him up and Cam said, hand him over the fence. And
oh, nice.
Signed his belly and handed it back.
Hey. Is that Parker there with you, Greg?
That is Parker.
Can you pop him on? Can I say hello?
Hi.
Hey, Parker. I hear you're a big fan of my husband, Corey Parker.
Yeah.
Is that right? What is it that you like about Corey?
He's offloads in the tackle, Parker. That was one of his best things, wasn't it?
He runs, didn't you? Gotta use your words. Radio.
Parker, I know you've got a bit shy, but if you were to meet Corey Parker, what would you say to him? Maybe do you have a question for him or something you'd like to say?
You put him on the spot.
Yes.
I know. I thought maybe I can go home and ask him for him. Or I do have a bit of a connection, so maybe I could get him on the line for you like we have now, Parker. Corey Parker, are you there?
Hello, Parker. How are you, mate?
Good.
Oh, that's good. Is this Logan's 23rd most influential person, Corey Parker?
That's him. I remember meeting you over at the WA9s. Is that right? You had a white jersey on by memory, and you were pretty nervous on that day as well.
Yes.
He's coming out of his shell now.
You've moved back to Queensland, have you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. And you're obviously going to... Oh, you're not going to the footy tonight. Maybe we can swindle something and try and fix that
Corey,
up.
Can we jump in there? We've had two tickets put aside and we didn't know who we're going to give them to. Is everyone happy?
Yeah.
Greg and Parker, do you want to go to the Origin tonight, courtesy of us?
Yeah.
We'd love to.
We've got you guys two tickets to the game tonight. Maybe we can organise to get you to meet Corey Parker and get another photo with him again.
Would that be cool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Parker, can we get a loud Queenslander off you, mate?
On three. 1, 2, 3. Queenslander!
Right. Yeah.
See you
good
there.
Job. We'll awesome. See you at the game tonight. Let's go, Queensland.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Corey.
Thanks, guys.
No worries. See you, guys.
Experience State of Origin Game 3 in a fully catered suite or outdoor box. Limited space is still available for tonight at Suncorp. Head to nrl.com/hospitality.
Dogs and children.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Good morning. Good morning. Triple M's Big Breakfast with Marto, Margo, and Nick Cody.
Origin Decider Day. What a day it is. And look who's joining us straight out of the news. The greatest rugby league player of all time. More Origins, more Origin points, more games of NRL.
Than anyone.
I love the bloke. Cam Smith, good morning. Welcome to the Big Breakfast.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for ringing. I'm too Marta's nervous. So you excited. Asked the first question.
Cam, how are you?
I love
how
your dad,
you?
Cam.
I'm good. Margo, yourself?
Yeah, good, mate. Good, mate. Queensland, you're up here. Obviously, you've launched your new book. You've just come off the back of the season. Congratulations on the premiership. We hear Hectic Cheese is still celebrating.
I wouldn't be surprised if he still was celebrating. He was one of the handful of guys that put on a really good performance, not only in the 80 minutes down in Sydney, but the following 3 days on the Sunshine Coast, guys. So, he's a larrikin. He's a top fella. But I think he just really wanted to make the most of what was his first premiership win.
Cam, I've got to ask, is he the Hectic Cheese? Is he the loosest unit you've seen in a post-win celebration?
Oh, yeah, Munster.
You know what? It's probably scary to say, probably not.
Who'd you put up there?
I've been around the game a long time, and I've seen some loose humans. When it comes to celebrating wins and particularly grand finals, but Brandon's certainly. He'd be up at the top of the tree, no doubt about it. He'd be top five for sure.
Now, Cam, you're a 37-year-old father of three. Now, as the cheese is a 21-year-old. I don't expect you and he are going to hang around a lot when your careers are both over. Who will be your greatest friend or your top three friends, footy friends, from the game?
Yeah. Well, obviously Billy Slater.
He and I
have a lot in common, being born on the same day in the same year.
That helps.
Pretty much all of our footy career together, including when we joined the Norse Devils up here way back in 2001. Jonathan Thurston, another one. And I'm talking about these guys that are the same age as me, and I've played a lot of football. JT, I played against JT when we were only 10 years of age. So our sort of story goes back a long way. But I think the great thing about rugby league, and which is why we all start playing sports as kids, is that it's all about friendships and all about relationships that you build along the way. And, you know, I've got a great relationship with Cozza, as Margot would know. Yeah. You know, I've known Cozza since I was 8 years of age. We played at Logan Brothers together. His nan lived about 200 metres from me in my childhood home in Marsden. So, you know, we have a lot in common as well, and we've shared a lot of great memories throughout our footy career.
So all the highlights, and you also still remember those Logan Brothers days?
Absolutely.
That's great.
Yeah, you got to remember where it all started. And a lot of people, it's easy to think about, you know, the highlights and the times you're on TV, but you got to remember where it all started and how your journey began. And, you know, for me, it was as a six-year-old down at what Logan Brothers was called Brother St. Paul's then. That's where I first, you know, fell in love with the game of rugby league and met people like Cozza and a lot of wonderful people along the way that helped me get to where I am today.
Cam, there's been a lot of moments, a lot of highlights for you throughout your career. It's not something that you could easily ever get sick of. The feeling would always be as immense, you know, if you'd previously done it, like winning all those premierships. What's the one moment that stands out for you as the greatest, and what is the one lost one lost opportunity that you never had in your career?
It's hard to single one out, Margo, because I've been lucky enough and very fortunate enough to be to have experienced a lot of great moments. I think, you know, winning this year's premiership was pretty special, given just given the circumstances and the situation that we're all in this year and what we had to go through to not only continue playing in the competition, but to you know, get to the finals and then win the grand final. That was great. Being able to win the World Cup in 2013, and Corey was a part of that, and he'd attest to, you know, the wonderful feeling that we had when we won the World Cup in England against New Zealand.
2013.
But also, I've had some just unbelievable moments in the State of Origin arena as well, and it's, you know, quite ironic that, you know, we're talking about that on a day which is, yeah, just a huge occasion for Queensland and the Maroons. You know, these young guys that get the opportunity to go out tonight in front of what's going to be a huge crowd. You know, it's wonderful that, you know, we're going to have a packed house at Suncorp, the largest sporting crowd all season. And they get an opportunity to go out and write their own history, which I was very fortunate enough to do a lot of times on that very same turf and make some great memories.
Hey, what will you do tonight? Will you be watching it at home on the telly with the kids, or do you go to Suncorp?
Well, I'm going to go and watch. I've actually been invited to come and do some official work.
Oh, in the dressing room, firing them up?
No, I'm not doing that. With the broadcast team, pre and post match. So that'll be exciting. But yeah, just being able to go and be a spectator at the ground where I've been lucky enough to have a lot of success at, not only you know, playing in the NRL, but also, you know, with my beloved Maroon jersey. And
How does that feel like, Cam? Because I sat with Corey and watched when JT retired in that third game of Origin. I think it was in 2017. And it was a really surreal feeling for him because he'd never sat in a stadium and watched a game of footy, let alone his, you know, former teammates. What is that feeling like for you? Have you had an opportunity to do that yet?
Because I know you didn't. He hasn't retired, let's remember.
No, but he retired from Origin last year. And did you sit and watch an Origin last year at a stadium? Or is this your first time?
No, well, I've watched a few. I've watched the game in Melbourne when the boys played at the MCG. I actually went over to the Perth game and watched that one as well. So yeah, this is going to be obviously something else playing the boys playing at Queensland and being a spectator this time. And I've got to be honest, I'm a terrible spectator, guys. I jump up and down, and I'm on the ends of my seat, and I can't sit still. And
field.
But, you know, that's no, I won't be doing that. No, that's the beauty of rugby league, the beauty of sport. It's what gets us up and down, and the emotions going, and the thrill of watching your team going out there and playing, and hopefully playing well tonight and getting a victory. That's what we all love about the game.
And would you prefer to go to a club that Mal Meninga's involved with or Kevin Walters? All right, I try.
Well, you know what? I might first decide whether I'd like to play next year, and then I'll go from there.
Now listen,
we know you're living here.
Yeah.
Sorry, Margot, what was that?
I said, are you any closer to a decision on that, Cam? We obviously know that you're still living here in Queensland. Your kids have been going to school. You were in the bubble up on the Sunshine Coast. What deters that decision-making for you?
Well, it's really about, and I think I spoke about this at my book launch on Monday and throughout the season when I was asked about it. You know, a lot of people just say, well, mate, it looks like you're enjoying it and you're playing well and, you know, your performances have been great this year. You know, for me, it's a little bit more than just that. And as you'd know, as a partner of a former player, Margot, that there's so much more commitment than that people don't realise. And so much, then there's so much sacrifice that you make to play rugby league. And I'm not just talking about the players, it's the families of the players as well that sacrifice a whole heap. And for me, I think at my age now, with my children now getting a little bit older, my eldest, she's 12 and she'll be 13 at the start of next year. They're the things I need to consider most. Is am I willing to sacrifice the time away from my family and the things that I'm going to miss out on to play another season of footy? So that's what's ahead of me over the next couple of weeks. It's you know, we've only just come off a premiership, and I've just tried to
fire's
enjoy
still what in the belly.
Achieve this year, and the fire's still in the belly a little bit. And you know, this week's been this last sort of 2 weeks has been quite busy with the book and launching that, and you know, trying to get that underway. So over the next couple of weeks, when I'm doing my rounds around Queensland. Oh. Doing my book signing.
Don't do it,
give
Cam.
Me an opportunity to think about next year.
We don't want you to quit. Keep playing forever.
Cam, on behalf of Queensland, can we say thank you? Can I personally say I love you?
Marto has been relatively quiet this interview.
Marto is one of the highlights of my time on radio. I love your father. You can ask him that. I've had him in a headlock a few times. But, mate, your book signing. There is only one book you need to buy for this Christmas, and it is Cam Smith's book. He's signing it today at Dimmick's Bookstore in Queen Street Mall. Oh, sorry, on Friday at midday, but it's everywhere. The Storm Within. Everyone buy it. We love you, Cam.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Triple M.
Big names in your workplace. They're all over the place. The big names in your workplace.
Righto, let's unleash the beast that is celebrities at work. Doesn't have to be yesterday or even this morning. It can be from 20 years ago. Doesn't matter.
Mark from Newstead, 13353. You called through because you've seen a big name in your workplace. Where were you working?
Yes, I have. I used to be a policeman in Victoria. Had a job where a lady was complaining about a big cruiser being parked at her jetty. So she's a little hoity-toity and was demanding that it be removed as soon as possible. Otherwise, she'd get her husband onto it, who was a lawyer. One of those. Anyway, went down, checked it out, and then I knocked on the adjoining property's door, and none other than Slim Dusty answered the door.
Oh, Slim!
What was his boat?
It was exactly his boat, and not only that, he went on to explain that he owned the whole jetty, and that was only out of it couldn't have his cart that he let people moor their boats there. So he said she can move her boat. So
she can go and get stuffed.
She can. So I had great joy going back and telling her that. she then got on the phone to her husband, and then he must have said, put the policeman on, and he said, mate, I'll sort it out, put her back on, and he put her... put her back in her box, and it was all good. But yeah, met the old swim, and he was lovely.
That's good.
It doesn't sound very country music, does it? I own an entire jetty in a fancy Melbourne suburb.
Probably no beer, nothing.
Michael from Bridgman Downs, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. You know how it works. Big names coming into your workplace. Tell us, where were you working?
Yeah, Great Keppel Island in the 1990, so a long time ago.
What a beautiful place.
It was, yeah, absolutely.
What were you doing up there, Michael?
I was a bar supervisor, bar manager.
Yeah.
And I was working up there, and INXS came up for a month for practicing for their world tour, or getting preparation for the world tour.
Oh, my God.
And yeah, I served Michael and the boys for a whole month, day after day, as they were practicing in one of our restaurants in the morning, where they had a big bandstand area, and served them for a whole month. That was when he was dating Kylie Minogue, so Kylie Minogue was up there. She was trying to hide.
Michael, this is extraordinary. Were they in a separate part of the resort? Like, don't go anywhere near INXS. They're working.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. So they were with the CEO of the island in his private sort of area.
Yes.
And so, but they come down every morning and practice, you know, for the whole day. I woke up one morning after a late shift. Went to the coffee shop as I do in the morning. Sitting down having a coffee near the water, and guy comes up and says, "Oh, mate, do you mind if I sit down?" And it was Michael Hutchison, and just sat down.
Stop
he was just
it.
As just normal as anybody else, chatting away, and very thankful for all the service and stuff that we were giving him. So yeah, that was pretty
excellent.
Amazing.
Michael, did they drink responsibly, or was it in excess?
Oh.
Well, there was a lot of that.
Michael, don't
going
even
on.
Answer. That's just
Michael,
nonsense from
don't
Cody.
Indulge in his
that's nonsense, mate. That is. Woeful. What about Kylie? Did you get to meet her?
Well, she was there, but she was incognito. She was, you know, the big hat, the big glasses, the scarf around her hair.
Isn't she tiny? Yeah.
Way to hide.
Yeah. Oh, look, it was, you know, everyone could see her because the hat was so big before it came into any place. So, but the boys, Michael and the boys, they were just like normal. They just walked around. And
rum and coke kind of guys, or just shooters?
Just a lot of shot glasses and
straight whiskey.
Rock and roll. How rock and roll is that?
Great.
So good one, Michael. Finish with Dale.
Hey, great dad joke, Nick. Awesome, mate.
Thank you, Dale. Dale wins. Dale wins the prize,
Dale. I got it.
Don't encourage it, mate. Where were you working, Dale?
Hey, fellas, we were doing security years and years ago down in Sydney. A really good mate and myself, and Guns N' Roses were staying at this hotel, and they all got separated, and I don't think they liked each other very much anyway, so they probably never got in the same limo. Slash was wondering how the hell he was going to get to this gig, and he got in the car, and we took him round to his own gig, and it was a huge gig, and he's gone stick some music on, fellas. And we put on Guns N' Roses because they were our favourite band. He's like, "Oh, please don't put this crap on." he was the greatest. He was so funny. And he was just like, "No, fellas, anything else but this."
Oh.
I said, "This is your own music, mate." He's like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah. I hear it every day."
That's right.
Was it Slash with or without top hat and glasses, Dale?
He had the kit.
He had the kit.
He was as Slash as you can imagine Slash could be.
Even the hat, just head sideways in the car.
Yeah, so it's sorry, hanging out the bottom lip. Yeah.
Good on you, Dale. We'll give you a $200 voucher for the D Shop, an online department store. Shop online and save at dshop.com.au. Save up to 90% on furniture, exercise, and more.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
The Big Breakfast's Origin Moments.
We got ourselves one of those corporate boxes. We're giving it away in a few minutes, but we need one more person to go in the draw, and we decided you have to be an Origin expert. It's no use anyone
no.
who doesn't care about Origin being involved.
1 in 5 opportunity to win yourself a corporate box to tonight's decider at Suncorp Stadium.
You and 7 mates, packed food, booze. It's going to be a ripping night. It's
lobster,
the decider.
Lobster, prawns, premium beer, and all you had to do was tell us what this was.
Oh, Guyer and Lewis, they're mouthing off at each other. Big Mark Guyer towering over him. Lewis again says something to Guyer. They push and shout. Oh, boy, what a spiteful ending.
Curtis from Regent Park, you were the first one through. Do you know where, when, and what stadium?
Sydney Football Stadium, game 2, 91.
Oh, yes! Curtis from Regent's Park, you've won yourself a spot on the standby list to win this awesome corporate box to tonight's game. We're going to be announcing
that makes just five after
8 o'clock. What did you say, Marto? 20% chance.
20% chance of winning, Curtis. All right, he's gone.
Very much.
Bye, Curtis. Mate.
Don't go anywhere, Curtis. Yeah, we are going to give it away just after 8 o'clock. Experience State of Origin Game 3 in a fully catered suite or outdoor box. There are still limited spaces available. If you want to buy one for tonight at Suncorp, head to nrl.com/hospitality.
The Big Breakfast, Triple M.
Guys, I'm still watching it. SAS Australia. It's the only reality TV show I'll ever watch. Yeah.
Yeah, I dropped away.
Somehow, I'm fighting against all odds. I'm pushing through. I'm pushing my true limits.
You want to be on it, don't you?
No, I don't think I could be.
That's what the show's all about, is pushing. You know what the show is all about, Marco?
Have you been watching it, Marto?
Yeah. Well, don't mind it.
Do you two have like a group text, SAS group text, where you text each other from the couch?
If anyone does, don't spoil it for anyone. If anyone doesn't know what it's about elite soldiers showing people who aren't quite there how to finish it. Well, this is what it sounds like.
Why are there three chicks at the back? Women are better than this. Move.
Shift!
You're better than this, number two. Move.
Get in there.
What are you doing back here?
Move, number 14!
Get up, 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 get up.
Move now! Come on!
That's pretty much it. The last time English officers treated Australians like that was April 1770, I believe. Just Englishmen yelling at Australians. Get it!
Who's left?
Oh,
there's still a few left.
When does it end?
These people you don't know. The Honey Badger's still there. Yeah. James Magnuson's
Merrick
still there.
Merrick Watts.
Candace Warner. She went last night.
Candace Warner. Sorry. Spoiler alert, everyone. She dropped off last night.
What girls are still there?
Erin McNaught.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Good
she's
on
still
her.
Battling. Molly Taylor, the rally car driver. Good. She's still going. The AFLW
player. And Sabrina Frederick, the AFL
girl. She's killing it.
Good.
But somebody else who dropped out last night was the actor, Faraz.
Good. Didn't they all hate him?
He did hate him.
They said he had a bad attitude and he was sort of dropping towards the back of the pack. And he started to struggle a little bit.
Letting them down on team challenges.
And he couldn't understand how this has possibly occurred.
I've actually done a couple of war films before this, but I've never gone through these kind of extremities before, being pushed to my limit.
I was on underbelly.
Good one for us.
Yeah. I've been on war films.
I thought Merrick was the comedian.
Lugging this massive sled through the slow. Very different from when somebody picked me up and drove me to set and got me a coffee and breakfast. I've done a war film.
Shut up.
Shut up, mate. Triple M, Big Breakfast.
You're an actor.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
When we think Origin coaches, we all think, oh, there's Wayne Bennett guiding the ship. Oh, there's Big Mal. He's running the operation. The truth is all they do is put out cones and hang on to the footies, pump them up. The real coach of Queensland's Origin team is this bloke. They know him as the King. Neil Henry, welcome to the Big Breakfast.
Good to be here, guys. I don't know about that introduction.
Yeah, don't tell Wayne I said all that. That'd be better if we kept that. Hey, mate, it must have started straight after full-time last week, but you've got to get them back into the mindset. How's it been?
Tough game, wasn't it, last week? Losing Cameron Munster early threw us a bit, and then we didn't have any field position, but the bottom line was they came out, ran a bit harder. We're very, very determined to get the win, and they got it. Yeah, you're right. We've got a lot to work on for tonight's game.
Has it been mental or physical this week?
Well, it's a bit of both. You know, the game's coming around. Every week there's a lot of recovery. Just getting your body right. The boys are starting to feel it as New South Wales would. You know, three games in 14 days, so a lot of recovery. But also look at the vision and work out where we need to be better and be determined to fix that for the game.
Neil, you obviously coach extraordinaire, Raiders, Cowboys, Titans. You've been involved in, you know, with the Kangaroos and all sorts and the Maroons before. You're one of the best tacticians of the game, they say. What is the tactic going into game three? Is it keep it simple and get, you know, the foundations right, or have you got a bigger play plan?
Oh, look, I think you're right, Margo. You know, footy, it's about keeping it simple and being aggressive and getting those little things right. We need to control our possession and get field position. To do that, we need to get up the field and put a good kick in and chase
kick
and mount
better.
Them.
Yep.
It has to be said that Nathan Cleary's kicking game was pretty superb in game two. Do you look back at that tape and analyse it and go over it with your players?
Yeah, we do. I mean, he got away with some good kicks under not much pressure, kick pressure, but they came up with a bit of a tactic of having blockers there stopping our runners coming through from marker, which they can have. You can have a blocker there, but that blocker can't move in the direction of your chaser. So that happened a couple of times, which we alerted to the referees, and they're looking at that. So we couldn't really get a lot of pressure on Cleary, and you're right, he's a fantastic kicker of the ball. He has been all season. So,
as mentioned earlier, Cam Munster knocked out pretty early in last week's game. How's he looking for game three? How's he feeling?
He's sparked up pretty quickly. He's cheeky around the place, and that's it. He's lively sort of characters.
Can we compare a concussed to a pissed Munster? Are they similar?
I think you're close there, actually.
Hey, in reality, last week you guys had to travel on game day down to Sydney, park yourselves there, not even go to a hotel and play. They've got to do it this week. How many points is that worth? It's 8 to 10?
Oh, well, I hope so. We need those points.
But it was tough, wasn't it?
It is tough. Yeah, you're straight on the plane. You're down there. You're on the bus for 45 minutes to an hour, and you're sitting around at the stadium, you know, like on lounges there. So you're there, you know, 4 hours before kickoff or 5 hours before kickoff. So they'll have to endure the same, which is great. And, you know, with hopefully a full house there tonight, it should be an intimidating environment for them.
Hey, Harry Grant, where will he come on? Playing dummy half or in the halves?
No, I think he'll come on at 9. Yeah. He's had a great year for West Tigers there. Great kid. He'll add a bit of spark around the ruck for us. I'm looking forward to coming onto the field.
Game three.
Oh, there's plenty to look forward to.
Can we get a Queenslander, Neil? Come on.
Queenslander!
Yes. Good job.
Let's do a Wayne Bennett one. Queenslander. Thanks, Neil.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30. Big Breakfasts, Origin Moments.
We only got our hands on this corporate box for 8 on Monday, and we've been trying to give it away now for 3 days, and it's time.
We've been pumping it up all week, gentlemen. Like, this is going to be the best thing tonight. Not only is it at Suncorp Stadium, it's 1-1 Queensland, New South Wales.
Decider?
This is...
Decider.
The Decider. And we have been giving you all week the opportunity to get your spot on our shortlist. 1 in 5 chance this corporate box tonight.
Danielle, Frank, Matt, Lucas and Curtis were the 5 who got through with our origin moment, picked our origin moments and got through to the final 5.
Who will it be? This is the moment.
A $10,000 corporate box for you and 7 mates tonight.
What an evening.
Premium beer, wine, soft drinks, champagne, lobster, Moolabar prawns, Moreton Bay bugs, chicken mushroom pasta, black Angus beef sliders, mini pies, cheese platters.
And game three.
Game three, the Decider at Suncorp, in your very own corporate box with 7 of your bestest mates.
There'll be some people who would have known for 2-3, maybe 3 weeks, maybe a month that they're going. We're 10 and a half hours out from the game and we're about to inform someone that they have to round up 7 friends.
Danielle, Frank, Matt, Lucas, Curtis and Isaac have gone into our randomizer. It is a random draw.
And the winner is?
The winner is...
Play some drums or something, Dave. What do you do here? Yes, thank you. Isaac from Sunshine Coast.
Oh, my God!
Isaac, you there?
Unbelievable.
Isaac from the sunny coast. You are going to State of Origin, baby.
I can't believe it. That's crazy.
Have you got the mates already? Did you start a group text?
Yeah, everyone's ready. It's more about who's not coming than who's coming now. No.
Hey, Isaac, where are you right now?
Right now, I'm actually in Nunda building a house. I think the boss is pretty off it because I'm going to have to shoot back up the coast to get ready.
Oh, no. I'll take the day off, mate. Take tomorrow morning off. Maybe work until lunchtime and sort of make that one day, a half day today, a half day tomorrow.
Yeah, no, I think he's made it pretty clear. He wants me to work tomorrow morning.
Who cares, Isaac? You are going to the State of Origin tonight. Game 3, the Decider at Suncorp Stadium. You got your very own corporate box. You and 7 of your mates are going to be there whining and dining on the very best.
Thanks so much.
Who are these people you're taking?
Well, obviously, I've let the work boys know, so it's up to them. And yeah, I'm in a group chat up on the coast, and, yeah, it's pretty full.
Like, nice. What do you do, Isaac? You're chippy?
Yeah, carpenter, yeah.
Oh, nice. You got an Origin jersey ready to go, Queenslander?
No, I don't, but I might have to buy one now.
You certainly are. You certainly are.
Congratulations, Isaac. Experience State of Origin Game 3 in a fully catered suite or outdoor box. There are limited spaces still available for tonight at Suncorp Stadium. Head to nrl.com/hospitality.
Right, give us a Queenslander before we go, Isaac.
Queenslander!
You're better than that, Isaac. You're better.
Queenslander!
That's it. Breakfast, Triple M. 133353. I want to know, what were you named after? I mean, my name is relatively unusual, Margot. It is the French version, Margot. So, yes, it spells a bit funny. It's got an X in there. And sometimes people say Margox, you know, whatever takes your fancy, whatever. I don't mind.
It's the proper spelling of Margot.
Yeah, it's the proper spelling of Margot. And it came from a red bottle of wine. My father was a big red drinker, and there is a bottle of wine called Chateau Margot.
Yeah.
And he loved the name. He fell in love with it, and he said, she will be named Margot, you know.
What was he drinking it as? You were born or something?
Well, no, he was at a restaurant and he had pulled out of the cellar in the wall just a random bottle because you can't see the labels when they're pushed into the wall. And so he pulled it out and it was a bottle of Chateau Margot. Well, and it just happened to be in 1985, which was the year I was born. My mum was pregnant with me and that's how it all sort of came about.
And that's why my son's called 440 mil Woodstock can. There's beautiful stories behind every child's
20% extra.
But Nicholas is, you know, a relatively common name, but was there a reason why your mum and dad called you Nick?
The reason my mum chose the name Nick, my dad wanted to call me Jedediah. Mm. Not Jebediah, Jedediah.
Like,
and mum
Jedi.
Said, get out of the house and walk into the ocean. That is a horrendous name.
Is that a Bible bogan name?
I don't know what it is. But I got called Nick after there was a sandwich shop near where my mum worked.
Oh, that's more like
it. And the
it.
Old bloke that ran the sandwich shop's name was Nick, this old Greek bloke. And my mum loved him and said, what a great name. He's Nick.
I've over told you, Kath went up, did the Kokoda Trail years ago.
Amazing.
She met a couple of kids, Benson and Hedges.
After the cigarette company.
Yeah, because the parents like smoking. So, you're Benson, you're Hedges.
B&H Smooth, they were a good brand of ciggy back in the day, weren't they? $8 in the vending machine
at Friday.
Is that what you're
after?
You know, some people just throw out John or Jill or whatever, but some people have meaning behind their name.
True inspiration.
True inspiration and motivation for your name.
How'd you get Wiley?
I got it off a website.
Oh, God.
Gary.
Morning, guys. Love your work.
Yeah, morning. Have you named your kids after something or someone?
Well, they're going to be, my wife's pregnant with twins at the moment, so we've got a little boy and a little girl on the way.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Mm. So my little boy is going to be called Corbin, after Corbin Thin.
Oh, please. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. So he played for the Broncos.
Yeah, he did.
Gary,
player.
I'm with you. Yeah.
And for your daughter?
Not Ruan.
She's going to be called Isla. Because that's where she was conceived, but it's also where we bought our first house on the street name is Isla.
Isla Street.
And then I'm named after my old man. Who got too lazy and just named himself after Gary.
I can understand royalty and stuff like Charles, but Gary the Second, I've never heard of.
Is it Gary Jr.?
Tell me about it.
Gary Jr. or JJ.
Why
Corbin Sims? There have been greater Broncos players, I believe.
Well, I can't call him Webke.
Why not?
What about Wally?
I probably could, but... The wife wouldn't be too happy with that.
How far away is the birth?
6 weeks.
Oh, you're organised. Well done, mate. Hey, these are your first, Gary, if they are. Good luck, son.
Thank you.
Scott from the Grange, good morning.
G'day, how are you doing?
Yeah, good. What did you name your kid after?
Oh, it's my youngest one from our travelling days. Named him McKinley, which was the highest mountain in North America. So it's in Alaska.
That's cool.
Yeah, well, but his problem is they've actually changed the name now, so I keep saying him, you've got to change it.
Oh, Denali. No.
What's it been changed to, Scott?
Oh, it got changed to Denali. Yeah, my oldest one's named Artie. He keeps pulling out that it's Arthur Beetson he's named after.
Hey, Scott, did you climb Mount McKinley?
No, we went to the national park and that, but no, I didn't have the...
Hold on. So you named your kid McKinley and you just went to the car park and went, geez, that mountain's impressive.
we had a couple of days in there.
Oh, good one. Right.
See moose and bears and stuff, so yeah, it's a pretty cool place. Named a dog, Asper.
Nice. I wonder if there's an Aussie kid called Ayers Rock, but now his name's a bit on the nose. Sorry, mate, you're Uluru. Don't be rude.
Tony from Jacob's Well. We're talking about names. You named your kid and where it came from. Have you got an unusual one?
Yeah, good morning. My daughter was born on Thursday, 19th of October 2001, in the old Southport Hospital,
yeah,
overlooking the Broadwater. And it was Indy Grand Prix weekend, and her name's Indy.
Oh,
that's all
that's
right.
Cool. I love
nice
that.
Name.
It is. It How is. It's Indiana, the full name, but we always called her Indy because of that reason.
Tony, did you, while your wife was in hospital for a couple of days, did you head to the Indy by any chance?
Mate, actually, I was a volunteer worker there that weekend.
Did you make it to the hospital, I should ask?
I was there on the Thursday, yeah. Nice.
Nothing makes a new mum happier than the partner leaving for unpaid work.
Yeah. Tony's daughter's lucky her name was Indian, not Titty Girl.
She's lucky she was born on a practice round, not the Saturday.
Triple M's Big Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Nick Cody.
Thanks to Chemist Warehouse for Christmas gifts they'll love. Come home to Chemist Warehouse.
Guys, I can recommend that if you're looking for presents for Looch and Kath for Christmas, that you get the Estee Lauder Beautiful. 75 mils for just $79.99. It really smells amazing. Okay.
I was going to get us some protein powder and nappies.
No.
I've got those there too.
If not the Estee Lauder Beautiful, Jimmy Choo Blossom, 100 mils, $59.99. So nice.
Go and sort yourself out. But Nick, you walked in this morning. I rode my bike. You could smell the brewery, the 4X Brewery. Why doesn't old Jimmy Choo or one of those blokes do the brewery? Oh, imagine
the
that.
Yeast.
Well, there is that BB
Get it
one.
On ya.
You smell like a brewery.
Get into Chemist Warehouse. Hey, we're going to wrap up the show next. Margo, you made an Origin-related bet when we were at lunch yesterday.
Did I?
We're going to set that up next.
Origin-related.
I don't remember.
To do with tonight's game, find out what the bet is next. Triple M's Big Breakfast, Amato, Margo and Nick Cody. It has been a massive morning. We gave away a corporate box for Origin tonight and had a proper good long chat with the GOAT, Cameron Smith. You can hear it all on the Big Breakfast podcast on the Triple M app.
It was very Origin heavy today because we had Neil Henry, the actual coach of the Queensland team. Of course, Mal and that other bloke, Wayne Bennett, they just walk around with the balls.
And of course, it's a massive day because tonight's the decider.
We had Cameron Smith, the greatest player of all time.
Dave just said that.
So good.
Worth saying twice.
Just doubling down and because he was worth it.
I really want Queensland to win tonight because obviously that would be great. For everyone.
Oh, but God, it'll make everyone happy. I will not say the word rugby league tomorrow if we lose.
Well, New South Wales haven't won there in 15 years, so they've got a bit of a monkey that they have on their back.
And I don't want them to win tonight. Just because it's Queensland, because the whole vibe in the state will be better tomorrow, and it's just a better thing for humanity.
Our signs are maroon. Triple M has gone maroon
for
Origin.
That can't be
for
naught. I'm even more excited because yesterday one of our team put their hand up and threw themselves into the mix. If Queensland get the win, they'll do something quite ridiculous.
I said, if Queensland win, I'll do a shoey out of Corey's 300 food on Thursday morning.
Swear?
Yes. What am I shoeying, though?
That's one. Margo Parker at lunch yesterday. A few drinks in.
With every declaration, there is T's and C's to apply. And you just missed that bit out on the end.
What are you drinking out of the shoe?
I don't know. I didn't really think it through before I said it. You know, I have this problem where my mouth talks before my brain thinks. And
when did that start?
Another moment.
Was there a slip and fall yesterday morning?
I'll do a shoey tomorrow out of Corey's 300 booth, depending on what it is. Maybe some last man standing beer, perhaps.
Oh, great.
Oh, nice one. So if Queensland win tomorrow morning on the show, Margo Parker doing a shoey.
Hot beer. Yeah. And then there'll be a spew. It'll be traditional post-Origin stuff.
Cold, nice, cold, frothy.
Oh, we can work on those details.
Do a non-alcoholic beer because a shoe will make it taste better.
I'll bring in a couple of boots. We can all do one together.
No, I didn't see where we made any comment at all about that.
We'll have this discussion.
Enjoy your Origin.
Queenslander! That's another Big Breakfast done and dusted.
God, you do so much for this town.
For Christmas gifts they'll love, come home to Chemist Warehouse for great savings every day.
Triple M.